Some people like A and others like B. At BMW, we prefer X. Like the dynamic X3, meant for ultimate exploration. The X5, built to conquer even the most difficult paths, or the pinnacle of comfort and luxury, the X7. And since every X-Range vehicle is packed with performance and versatility, you'll always get the best of X. The BMW X-Range. Your next X-Venture starts here.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Roses are red, violets are blue. When the zoo calls your man, he better pick you. It's the War of the Roses on C104.
All right, we welcome Lauren to the show. Good morning, Lauren.
Hey, everybody.
So Lauren and I sort of made a deal with each other in order for us to do this today. So first of all, who are we putting to the test today?
We are putting Matt to the test.
Okay, and tell everybody who Matt is.
Matt is a coworker of mine that I sort of have a crush on.
Sort of have a crush on?
Okay, yes, I have a full-on crush.
Okay, that's more like it. So you guys have worked together for how long?
Well, he's been with the company longer than me, but we work on totally different ends of the building, so I just sort of recently got to know him.
Okay, so let's set the scene here. Talk about the birthday party.
So a couple of weeks ago, one of our coworkers was having a birthday get-together after work at this bar right down the street. So a bunch of us went, and he was there, and we just started talking. he joked the party was going to be the social event of the week for him because he just got divorced last year, and he still hasn't really gone out yet.
Oh, poor guy. Okay, so you're talking, you're getting to know each other.
Yeah, and he is sweet. I mean, really, really sweet. He showed me pictures of his daughter, and he was telling me all about the stuff they do together, and just what a nice guy, you know, and a great dad. So, anyway, after the party was over, I started asking around in the department about him, kind of just keeping it very low-key. And I found out that his wife was actually the one who left him. And a few people said they thought he was dating somebody, but they weren't too sure. One girl even said she thought he was trying to work it out with his wife. So
okay.
I don't know. I don't know the actual truth.
But you really want to ask this guy out, right?
I mean, I totally do. But if he's not, you know, ready to date yet, that's a different
right.
story. Or if he's, you know, working things out with his wife, I don't want to get in the way of that, especially because, you know, they have their daughter together.
Sure, sure, I gotcha. So the idea is we tell him he wants some roses, we ask what he wants to do with them. Let's see if he sends them to anybody. Maybe he's been dating someone and you didn't know about it, or maybe he sends them to his wife and is like, I want you back. Or maybe he says, you know, sorry, I don't have anybody to give flowers to right now, in which case that would be your cue to make your move, correct?
I guess so, yeah.
So we made a deal when Lauren emailed me. I said, if he doesn't have somebody special, you have to ask him out and you have to do it on our show. None of this, okay, well, now let's see what happens stuff. We're putting an investment in here and we want a payout. So that's the deal, Lauren. If he's a free agent, you have to ask him out and you have to ask him out on the air, okay?
Okay.
All right. So let's call up Matt here. And before we do this, are you okay with all this being on the air?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Hello.
Hi there. I am calling to speak with Matthew, please.
That would be me.
Hi. Hi, Matthew. My name is Natalie, and I am calling from the Visa Rewards Program. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I am great. Thank you so much for asking. So listen, the reason I'm calling, I wanted to let you know that we started this brand new promotion this year to thank our customers, and we're drawing a bunch of names each month to win prizes. And here's the best part. This month, you're one of our winners, so congratulations.
Okay. Who'd you say this is?
I'm calling from the Visa Rewards Program.
Okay. I don't think I'm even a member of that.
Well, actually, everybody who uses a Visa credit or debit card is automatically enrolled.
Oh, really? Okay. You said I won something.
Yes, you absolutely did. Do you have a couple minutes for me to tell you about your prize?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, so each month we're giving away a different themed prize, and the prize this month is flowers. So you actually won this beautiful bouquet of long-stemmed red roses. The reason why I'm calling is, obviously, we've noticed a lot of the guys who won the flowers don't want them and asked them if we could send them to their wife or girlfriend, and I'm totally happy to do that. So I wanted to know, did you want us to send the flowers to you, or is there somebody else you'd like us to send them to instead?
Man. You know what? I'd hate to make you waste good flowers, but I'm actually divorced.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry to hear that. Well, is there anybody else that maybe you would like to, you know, send these beautiful roses to? I mean, they're gorgeous.
Actually, yeah. Any way you can send them to my daughter, I guess. She's only 9, but I think she'll like them.
Oh, my God. I love girl dads. That is so sweet. But are you sure there's nobody else you'd like to give them to? Maybe a woman that you're interested in? Somebody you've had your eye on? Some guys do that.
Not really. At this point, my love life's pretty boring. Don't really have any real prospects right now. So I'm sorry.
Well, I wouldn't say no prospects there, man. Do you remember a couple weeks ago when you went out after work to that coworker's birthday party?
Yeah. How do you know that?
Do you remember having a conversation with Lauren, who works in your building?
Yeah.
So, what did you think of her?
I thought she was nice. What's going on here?
Matt, this isn't the Visa Rewards Program. It's actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. We actually have Lauren on with us. Lauren, did you want to say hi?
Hi, Matt.
Lauren? Hey.
Lauren, did you want to say anything else to Matt?
So I just wanted to say that I really like hanging out with you and talking with you. And I thought maybe we could do it again, but just us this time.
So what do you say there, Matt?
You mean like a date? Or are you just talking about grabbing lunch or something?
No, like a date. Like a get dressed up and let's go out to eat type date.
Yeah, remember those, Matt?
I mean, it definitely been a while. But yeah, I'd love to do that. That sounds nice.
There you go.
Yay.
And Matt, just to make sure you don't arrive on your date empty-handed, we really are going to hook you up with a dozen roses, so that way you can bring them to Lauren on your date.
Sure. That sounds great.
Actually, you know what? I love how you are with your daughter, and I love that you wanted to give them to her. So why don't you just do that? Because in reality, I really don't need flowers. I just want you.
Oh, whoa, okay. Yeah. Wow. Well, we're off and running then. All right. Well, listen, you guys, we have a few really good hookups at some restaurants. So, Lauren, I want you to stay on the line with us, and then we'll get you all taken care of and get you set up, okay?
Are you serious?
Yeah, don't hang up, okay?
Okay, wow. Thank you, guys.
Sure, no problem, and good luck, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center.
When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start. Because where you start matters.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.